Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Imagine uncovering the secrets that others missed. A hidden clue, a silent witness, a twist that changes everything. I'm Carter Roy, host of Murder True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Join me every Tuesday as we dive into a famous solved or unsolved murder case. Follow and listen to Murder True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's Matt Leon, and here's what's happening. Philadelphia will not get a Center City Arena after all, but the 76ers will join with the Flyers to build a new arena in South Philadelphia. The team owners joined Mayor Sherelle Parker to sell the new plan Monday, as we hear from KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb.
The journey to the best solution doesn't always go in a straight line.
Sixers owner Josh Harris insists the team was really serious about a Center City Arena, but went back into talks with Comcast last month at the urging of NBA Commissioner Adam Silver and worked out a new deal, a 50-50 partnership in a new arena in the Stadium District and an as yet undetermined new development for Market East.
Both of our organizations love this city, and together we can do incredible things. Both in Market East and in the Arena District.
Comcast had been opposed to a new arena by 2031 after spending millions revamping the Wells Fargo Center, but President Brian Roberts says he realized the timing of a new arena didn't matter in the long term.
We can do bigger, better, faster.
Comcast also gets a stake in the 76ers. Mayor Parker admitted the new plan was a curveball, but painted it as a positive. Officials in Delaware County say they are working to keep Crozier Chester Hospital running and hold a private equity firm responsible for any financial losses as Crozier's parent company goes through bankruptcy. KYW's Matt Coughlin has the details.
Prospect Medical Holdings has systematically stripped resources from its facilities, prioritized profits over patient care, and left our communities to shoulder the fallout.
That's State Senator Tim Carney. Prospect Medical Holdings filed for bankruptcy Saturday night. Prospect owns more than a dozen hospitals, including Crozier Chester. In the filing, Prospect lists debts of more than $400 million. In 2018, private equity firm Leonard Green & Partners, which held a controlling stake in Prospect at the time, issued a $457 million dividend, paying CEO Sam Lee $90 million. The Attorney General's office filed suit against Prospect in October for financial mismanagement. The Delaware County State Legislative delegation says they plan to bring forth legislation to further empower the Attorney General when critical institutions are mismanaged.
Prospect issued a press release Saturday saying in part that it continues, quote, to work with the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania to agree on terms for the divestiture of the Crozier Chester Medical Center. A Montgomery County man pleads guilty to ripping off dozens of customers for about $500,000, admitting that he took deposits to install home generators and electrical supplies, but then never did the work. More from KYW Suburban Bureau Chief Jim Melwert.
55-year-old Joseph Ford of Collegeville entered a guilty plea to 72 felony counts of deceptive business practices. According to prosecutors, Ford owned First Call Electric, and between December 2020 and October 2022, Ford took deposits from 72 customers across southeastern PA for home generators, electrical panels, or other work, but then never supplied the generators or did the work. Most of the deposits that Ford admitted to pocketing were several thousand dollars, some top $10,000. In all, prosecutors say the money Ford took is around $500,000.
Ford entered an open plea, which means his sentence will be up to the judge. New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy signed a bill into law with a goal of cutting down traffic fatalities. The law creates a 13-member commission to work on solutions to reduce deaths on New Jersey roads. Murphy mentioned the deaths of Matthew and Johnny Gaudreau, who were struck and killed while riding bikes in Salem County last year, during his speech to a group of victims and victim advocates.
The Gaudreau family's experience brought attention to the agony that every family in this room has felt firsthand. their loved ones joined a club no one should ever have to be a part of.
State data shows traffic deaths rose 14% from 2023 to 2024. Pedestrian deaths rose by 32%. Murphy says the commission's goal is zero deaths by 2040. A woman who helps run the Restelli Kids Complex in Deptford is accused of having a sexual relationship with at least one teenage boy. The details from KYW South Jersey reporter Mike Daugherty.
Court documents outline the charges against 46-year-old Tara Carr. She's accused of performing sex acts on a teen boy between the ages of 13 and 16 multiple times between March and May of last year inside of her vehicle, often at Marlton Park in Piles Grove, Salem County. According to the affidavit of probable cause, the boy told police he had at least four sexual encounters with her. Carr admitted to having a physical relationship with the boy and to sending and receiving explicit messages on Snapchat. Photos and videos were found and held as evidence. Carr was one of the operators at the Restelli Kids Complex. A family representative says she hasn't been involved with operations there since May, and the spokesman also said she did not meet the victim at the facility.
Carr now faces two charges for alleged sexual assault and lewdness. Authorities did not say if they believe there are more victims. That's the All Local. I'm Matt Leon. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say, play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. There's nothing quite like the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid when it comes to exhilarating efficiency. With hybrid technology and thrilling capability, these vehicles deliver an electrifying performance on every drive. Redefine your driving experience with Honda. Contact your local Honda dealer today about the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid.